this belongs to us." It was roughly boat-shaped, humped near this end, with behind them the jumbled descent to the shore. On either side, rocks, cliffs, treetops, and a steep slope. Forward there, the length of the boat, a tamer descent, tree-clad with hints of pink, and then the jungly flat of the island, dense green, but drawn at the end to a pink tail. There, where the island petered out in water, was another island, a rock, almost detached, standing like a fort, facing them across the green with one bold pink bastion. The boys surveyed all this, then looked out to sea. They were high up, and the afternoon had advanced. The view was not robbed of sharpness by mirage. "That's a reef, a coral reef. I've seen pictures like that." The reef enclosed more than one side of the island, lying perhaps a mile out and parallel to what they now thought of as their beach. The coral was scribbled in the sea as though a giant had bent down to reproduce the shape of the island in a flowing chalk line, but tired before he had finished. Inside was peacock water, rocks and weeds showing as in an aquarium. Outside was the dark blue of the sea. The tide was running so that long streets of foam tailed away from the reef, and for a moment they felt that the boat was moving steadily astern. Jack pointed down. "That's where we landed." Beyond falls and cliffs, there was a gash visible in the trees. There were the splintered trunks and then the drag, leaving only a fringe of palm between the scar and the sea. There, too, jutting into the lagoon, was the platform, with insect-like figures moving near it. Ralph sketched a twining line from the bald spot on which they stood down a slope, a gully through flowers, round and down to the rock where the scar started. "That's the quickest way back." Eyes shining, mouths open, triumphant, they savored the right of domination. They were lifted up. "We're friends." "There's no village smoke and no boats," said Ralph